Larry Weber joins us this morning from an undisclosed location. Once again, the way he does every so often. And Larry, I understand that where you are, of course, you can still get KUMD as soon as you plug in your computer, which I know that you do constantly. And KUMD is always worth your financial support because you bring us reports from undisclosed locations, right?
I certainly do. Yes, and it's definitely worth anybody's financial support. I have been doing some wandering in the different parts of the state, I will say that. And I've seen quite a variety. I went through bogs. I went through boreal forest, deciduous forest, the aspen parklands up in the northwest, and prairie country, and a variety. It has just been an outstanding. I've also seen quite a variety of weather. Over 70 degrees, three straight days of clear skies, October, bright blue weather. And then now we see some opposite with snow in the forecast and much colder and so forth. Well, one of the things I've been doing is been just messing around with the car radio, listening to some different stations. And I tell you, you do that for a while and you really appreciate public radio. Wow. And it is just a wonderful thing to be able to get it. And yes, it's worth every penny. I happened to be driving around at the time the Minnesota Public Radio, not to be confused with KUMD, was having a pledge drive as well. And people make fun of public radio because of the pledge drives. But I'll tell you, it is terrific. And one of the ads they have, and this is one really worth listening to, is if you pay your bills, let's say you have a phone bill or you have a electric bill, they don't ask you to pay so much per month. And they don't ask you, well, what do you want to pay? No, you just pay it. Well, the public radios do. And so it's a real bargain. No matter what we get, it is a real bargain. And it's just a breath of fresh air to listen to as well. So anyway, it has been an interesting experience. If we can look at some statistics so far, it's going to be hard to believe this in the next few days in the Duluth area with the temperatures and such. But October, the first 10 days, has actually been fairly normal, slightly above normal temperature, thanks to some warm days we had earlier. We have not had any really chilly temperatures yet, and maybe that will be coming pretty soon. It's not unusual to get snow in October. I think we get it most of the time, but it is unusual to get this much precipitation by mid-month. We've already had about 2.5 inches of precipitation. Much beyond the normal, about 1 inch by the 10th of October. And if you add that number to what we had in September, which was way above normal, we are more than 3 inches above normal for this time, those 2 months put together. Now, we'll see what this has to offer as we continue through the month. Are you still there?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'm hearing a beep. I thought maybe aliens carried you off.
Yeah, well, no, the aliens, they're making their pledge, Larry.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. We are also getting shorter days constantly, earlier sunsets. Sunsets are right now about 6:30, a little about more than 11 hours of daylight. We're heading towards a full moon, and now with all the clouds and rain and so forth in the forecast, we're not too likely to see it. But if we can, it'll be worth to get out and take a look. Walking outside on the night of a full moon in that chilly, in the wintertime, can be a bit chilly. But in October, it's usually pretty nice. But, however, we'll have to deal with some of the clouds. Lots and lots of migrations. I've been seeing the geese. I haven't seen a lot of migrant raptors, though I have seen them. It's been mostly the geese, the water birds, the swans, the ducks, et cetera, and then the sparrows. Yesterday on a walk I took, I saw no less than 4 kinds of sparrows. Flocks of robins, blackbirds, flocks of cedar waxwings. I've been seeing all these are all migrants. In the warmer, clear days, I've been seeing some interesting situations with insects. When the sky is clear and the sun comes out, the insects take advantage of it. The darners, green darner dragonflies, are migrant. The darners I'm seeing now I don't think are migrants. I think they're going to be staying, as well as the metal hawks. Now, they'll last until the frost gets them, same way with the locusts. and the hornets. And yesterday, yes, Lisa, when I was walking, I had a few mosquitoes hanging around me. So they're still active as well. Butterflies have been interesting. There's been basically two groups of them. There's been the white cabbage butterfly and the yellow sulfur butterfly, both of which succumb to the frost as we get a little later. And then we have things like painted lady and comma and morning cloak, which will hibernate, which brings up interesting outlook. As we get into October, you really see the four different ways critters deal with winter. Some migrate, some hibernate, some will lay eggs and die. That's mostly true with a lot of these insects I was talking about. And then there's this whole group, usually mammals and birds, that remain active throughout the cold. All four of them you can see right now going on. You can also see a lot of color. This is the yellow phase now of the autumn color. We go through several phases every fall. The red phases are the first, mostly in September. There is still red out there. I saw plenty of red maple, sumac, Virginia creeper. I saw a lot of these still red as recently as yesterday. However, it is really the yellow that is dominant. And wow, it is incredible. The sugar maple in some of the places I was at was so amazing. And the red oaks also, but they're in the western part of the state. We see a lot of bur oaks, which is not very common in the Duluth area. Silver maple, box elder, willows, elm, hackberry, ash, basswood, ironwood, hazel, black cherry. Oh, the list goes on and on. All of these are beautifully yellow. I've been by many swamps where the tamaracks have already turned yellow. They're usually the brightest yellow a little bit later in October. So, yes, we have plenty going on. And don't overlook the other plants. There are still a few wildflowers blooming. I found some New England aster and a couple other asters. But the thing that really caught my eye with the wildflowers is now they're going into seeds. And goldenrods have big fluffy seeds that blow around, as do aster, as do clematis, and several more, and milkweeds. The milkweeds bloomed back in July, but they don't open their pods for having the seeds blow around until October. So, yes, if you're interested in taking a look at the next phase of not only the leaf color, but also the wildflowers, despite the weather conditions, get out and take a look. It's going to be an interesting, interesting weekend. Take care.
Larry, I've got one question for you before I let you go. As you head back, are you going to go on Highway 23 through Mora and Malacca?
I don't think so, but anyway, what's happening?
If you did that, if you watch the farm fields on the south side of the road, you will almost always see sandhill cranes.
Ah, yes, that's another one I did see in migration so far. I'll probably see more, yes.
That's my favorite spot as I'm driving out to see my mom. That is my favorite spot, that stretch of highway, to keep a watchful eye for sandhill cranes. And there's a place that I can almost always find them, and I got some great pictures just last weekend.
And you say it's between Mora and Malacca?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I want to say it's a little closer to Malacca.
I'll have to explain that to the officer when I drive my car off the road, because I've been looking at the sandhill cranes. I'll have to blame it on you.
Please do, Larry. That's fine. He'll go, oh, you're the goldenrod guy. You're the guy who's always in the ditch because of the goldenrod.
That's right.
And you'll say, yes, yes, as a matter of fact. He'll say, Larry Weber of KUMD? This is going to be great, Larry. All right.
Okay, take
we'll get all the details next week. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.